Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It gives me pleasure to welcome Daryl Mayers. And good morning, Daryl. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Very well, thank you. How was your ride this morning? Horses or bikes?
Bicycle.
Bicycle.
Indoor bicycle, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very, very much. All right. So when did you find the baby?
So it was early Jan. I was actually listening to the show on the way into work. So we were walking home at about 9:30 at night, and my wife heard the crying. She just said to me that, look, it sounds like a newborn. It's a beautiful sound. It's a newborn, and I don't know why, but my eyes kind of veered to the right of the road, and I saw this bag in a doorway, and then that was it. So I was on the show telling you about that kid, and
yes.
She's been with us since Odala. Her name is Odala. She's been with us since the 23rd, well, part of our life since about the 23rd of Jan. She was in the neonatal high care at Lingsfield for about 5 weeks. She was prem. She was a prem baby, and released to Impilo for a few weeks, and then because of lockdown, Impilo basically asked if we could look after her and another kid, interesting enough, and we took in two kids, and we've got Odala with us, who's doing unbelievably well.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Yeah. Odala Mia.
Yeah. Yeah. Odala Mia Mayers. Or Shabalala, actually.
Where does the Shabalala come from?
I don't know. They said it was named after Ladies with Black Mombasa or something like that. But the other kid that we've taken, her name's also Shabalala. So it seems it's a common, this is the name that they choose.
So it all fits.
At the home. I don't know. It's quite weird.
Absolutely amazing. So where to from here?
So, all right, over lockdown, I think we needed police clearance and to be able to foster. I think what we received, I didn't realize it at the time, but I think we have like a kind of temporary authorization, but just shortly, I think about four or five weeks ago, we had to go to the magistrate's court. We are now officially her foster parents, and she'll go into the system, into the adoption system. She'll find a good home, hopefully. It's going to be gut-wrenching because, I think we've gained 6 months with her, but it's going to be a gut-wrenching to get, to pass her on to somebody. But we are giving them an amazing little gift, I can tell you, because she is the cutest kid I've ever seen. I think she's had more time with us than my own kids did. You know, if you think about it over lockdown, it's 24/7, two parents around. We've had our kids kind of drifting in and out as lockdown relaxes because we've got one at Varsity in Cape Town and we've got one at home and one's in Israel. So he's never met his kind of foster sister, but, they've had a lot of attention, and we've got neighbors next door whose kids look after them in the day and have really done an amazing job as well.
Absolutely incredible. Just well done to you. Well done to you for opening up your hearts, opening up your life, and giving these two little babies a much better start than they were born to.
It's amazing.
Really incredible you and to your wife.
Thank you. I mean, it's her, actually, my wife. All I did was find the bag. I think after that, it's been Natalie's journey. And particularly, I'll say one thing, that Odala's a great story because really she had a stressful time for probably a couple of hours until we found her. And then she's completely settled in and loving life. But the older kid that we took in, she's been in, now she's 2 years. We just had her second birthday, her two-year-old birthday on the 23rd of September.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember my kids' birthdays, my new kids' birthdays, but I think it's the 23rd of September and we had a party for her. But, she needs a lot more attention. She was, she was in the home for about 14, 15 months.
Wow.
So she needs way more attention than Odala. Odala's a very easy kid, falls asleep on my lap, not looking for any attention. So you can see the real difference in what care can do.
It's profound, actually.
Yeah.
It's, sure. I remember we, every Nelson Mandela Day, as a station, we would go and volunteer at Impilo. And the first year that we did it, they had taken in some babies that had been abandoned. I think the one was 2 or 3 days old. And every year when we go back, a lot of those kids are still there.
It's
heartbreaking. It's really, really heartbreaking. I mean, if I didn't work such long hours, I would definitely open up my home to a
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I know two, you know, it's for them to come on, but it's, I know two other families that have been, well, I know one family that have always taken in kids over the weekend, and they also took in a kid, over lockdown, which they're gonna go through exactly the same crisis as us, you know, in terms of letting go. And, there's actually two people in Glenhazel that I know have done it. It's an unbelievable, I mean, to give back like that has been amazing. And I think, you know, when you take it, the older kids, it's a real struggle. And I mean, hopefully, and the system moves slowly, but you know, one thing you know is you're giving them a Impilo can only do as much as they can do.
100%.
You know, you've got three or four nurses with 18 kids. It's going to be a very hard environment, but it's much better than where they were. And, to be in a home is an amazing thing. And I think that's what, you know, that's what, like, we know that Emmy's the older one. She's going to go to Austria, apparently. And I think Impilo arranged a Zoom call with Natalie and the kid just to kind of introduce her to the parents. And, you know, this is a single, you know, they're a couple without kids. They have a great life. They seem quite well healed. And I think that, you know, Emmy, it will be another major adjustment for her. But she's got quite a lot to look forward to, I think, in an environment where you've got two parents that are going to make a lot of effort, you know.
Daryl, even as you're telling me the story, I'm feeling separation anxiety. Stop it.
Yeah. Look, I'll tell you, it's easier. Emmy's an easier one. You know, it's interesting. I think because we knew she was going and we didn't find her and she was 16 months and the whole system was ready. That family was ready to take her, I think, in March. They were ready to come here and, but the courts have been closed, inter-country adoption has been closed, the flights have been closed. So they've been through a major crisis, this family in Austria, I'm sure. But I mean, Odala is the one that has really broken, she'll break us. She will break our hearts because we've only known her. We've nurtured her from when she was, I think, 1.8 kilos. Now she's probably 10 kilos. She's looking nice and chubby. She's got amazing, she's got this big bushy hair. It's fantastic. And, She recognizes our voices, our footsteps. I mean, she sleeps in our room, you know, so we've got a little cot in our room and she, you know, here in the night and then Natalie will pick her up, try and put a dummy in. If it doesn't work, I wake up in the morning, she's kind of between us very comfortably in our bed, you know, so she recognizes the sights, the smells, the sounds, everything with us. And I think that's going to be a very hard.
Yep. I think so too. Yeah. I wish you and Natalie and Odala, your family, Emmy, I wish you all much, much success. And thank you so
thank
much
you.
For speaking to me this morning, Daryl.
Okay, Kathy.
God
thank
bless.
You.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.